in this bulletin. Regional Victoria on track to move to the next step of its roadmap plan as early as this week. A pandemic preparedness panel criticises global coronavirus response failures. And in sport, high-profile athletes continue to raise awareness for Black Lives Matter. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Victorians in regional areas could move to the next step of its plan out of coronavirus restrictions as early as this week. Premier Daniel Andrews has suggested it could be implemented soon, which would allow people to leave their homes without restrictions and businesses in the hospitality sector to reopen. In order to do so, the 14-day coronavirus case average must remain below 5, and all infections must be traced to a known source. Overall, Victoria reported 6 deaths and 35 new cases yesterday. Mr. Andrews says he's pleased with the progress being made.
See regional Victoria down to 3.9 cases. That means they are on the cusp of taking that next step. All things being equal, there's just a couple more days we need to get through, but we are very pleased.
An economic report has found Australia's successful response to coronavirus has made the country more appealing to international students and skilled migrants. The study from the Committee for Economic Development of Australia suggests the government should promote skilled migration as part of its recovery. Australia's expected net migration level is expected to drop by 85% next financial year. A new report on international preparedness highlights political failings in the global response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The report released by the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board says a collective failure by political leaders to ignore warnings and prepare for a pandemic has transformed a world at risk to a world in disorder. It concludes that world leaders were clearly warned of the dangers of a devastating pandemic, yet they failed to take adequate action and prioritise it accordingly. Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, warns more lives will be lost if those failings continue.
The world throws money at an outbreak, then does little to prevent the next one. We have had numerous reviews, reports, and recommendations. Some have been heeded, many have not. It's as if we wait for the plane to crash, then call for more safety inspections. We wait until the town burns down, then decide we need a fire department. We wait until the storm comes, then try to fix the roof.
The Berlin hospital treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says his health has improved, so he's now able to leave his bed briefly. Swedish labs have confirmed their conclusion that he was poisoned with the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Mr. Navalny, the most prominent opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Germany last month, 2 days after falling ill on a domestic flight in Russia, and is being treated at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Officials in Berlin have demanded the Russian government investigate the case. In cricket, England fast bowler Jofra Archer has responded to former West Indies player Michael Holding, who criticised players that stopped taking a knee before matches. The English Cricket Board has released a statement justifying their decision to stop the action. England had also worn Black Lives Matter logos on their shirts during their Test series against West Indies, but opted not to continue the practice against Pakistan and Australia. Mr. Archer says the symbolic action has not been forgotten, nor has their passion for the movement.
We've got stuff running in the background. We've not forgotten. No one here has forgotten about the Black Lives Matter. So I think I'm strong enough to deal with it, but what happens when they start targeting someone that isn't mentally as strong and it actually starts affecting them? So, you know, we got to try to stamp it as much as possible right now.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 25, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 20, much the same in Melbourne and 17, partly cloudy in Hobart and 16, early fog then sunny in Canberra, 20, a mostly sunny afternoon in Wollongong, also 20, similar conditions in Sydney, 22, early fog then mostly sunny in Newcastle, 23, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 25, showers in Cairns, 28, and sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.